Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I am your host, Olivia Birch, and today we will learn about water-based extractions. What are water-based extractions, you wonder? Well, they are the oldest and most basic method for preparing herbal medicines. They are also a wonderful way to start learning about herbal remedies because they are cheap, simple, effective, and take very little time to prepare. Water-based extractions are hot and cold infusions of plant material. If prepared correctly, they can be a wonderful way to work with plant medicines. Sometimes herbs do have a rather disagreeable taste, and an infusion can be a less palatable way of getting the medicine. Other times, certain herbal constituents like bitters and astringents are not released when we make a tea like most of us typically would. But if we know how to put together a nice blend and we know how to properly extract our desired properties, teas are an excellent herbal preparation. Infusions also are not solely for internal applications. We can apply them topically as a rinse, compress, soak. They can be enjoyed as a bath or inhaled as a vapor. Infusions can have one single ingredient or many. And just because we prepare an infusion hot or cold does not mean that we need to consume it the same way. One can consume an infusion hot or cold, and sometimes that method will affect the herbal actions in the body. For example, if you have a cough or cold, it is better to drink your remedy hot, so it helps your body expectorate the gunk you would like out. Or, as in the case with motherwort, whom we met last week, drinking a hot infusion works more strongly on the uterus, whereas consumed cold, it addresses digestion. Cold water, in general, goes to our kidneys faster. To prepare an herbal infusion, a couple things to think about are your container and your water source. Typically, in making a medicinal preparation, you will want more than one cup of your infusion. So while you may certainly use a mug to prepare a hot infusion, containers like canning jars, pans with lids, and china, glass, or enamel teapots make the process simpler. Additionally, try to ensure your water is as pure as it can be. If you have very hard water or water with a lot of lime in it, add a bit of vinegar or lemon juice to aid in extracting bitters or minerals, which might otherwise be impeded by the high lime content. A hot infusion is best for leaves and flowers, whose medicinal properties are easily released into water. Plants with predominantly vitamins and volatile oils, like thyme and chamomile, like this type of extraction. To prepare a hot infusion, boil water, remove it from the heat, allowing it to cool for about 30 seconds, pour it over your herbs, and cover. Steep it for at least 15 minutes, then strain into a cup. To prepare a hot medicinal infusion, not just a cup on which to sip, you will want to steep your herbs for much longer. A standard infusion has 1 ounce of herb to 1 quart of water and gets steeped for 30 to 60 minutes. To make a strong infusion, steep it for up to 8 hours. Minerals, for example, take a lot longer to extract. Mineral teas are delicious and need steeping for at least 4 hours. My personal favorite mineral tea has red raspberry leaf, oat straw, horsetail, alfalfa, and red clover. Tannins, the constituent that creates astringency, need hot water and a long steep for extraction. To make this tea, I boil water, allow it to cool, then pour it over my herb mix, cover, and let it sit overnight or all afternoon in a cool, dark place. Another thing to keep in mind is that more surface area equals more medicine. So another way to increase potency is to chop your herb finely or even powder it before making your tea. Oftentimes, a dose of an herbal infusion is less than 1 cup because plants make powerful medicine. However, It is often imperative that one consume the preparation a few times throughout the day to really receive the medicinal benefits. This is why it is a good idea to make a decent-sized batch when working with a medicinal infusion. You can store extra tea from a preparation in the fridge for up to 3 days. A cold infusion is best for herbs with constituents that are damaged by heat, like mucilaginous herbs and herbs with delicate essential oils. Mucilaginous herbs are herbs that bring moisture, or quite literally mucus, to our bodies. Some examples of plants that fit this category are marshmallow root, licorice root, and slippery elm. Chia seeds also contain mucilage, as do linden leaves and violets and many other plants. Herbs with delicate essential oils are often herbs you might harvest fresh and have volatile oils. Lemon balm and St. John's wort harvested fresh do very well in a cold water extraction, but do not need to be extracted cold. To prepare a cold water extraction, soak your herbs in cold water for 8 to 12 hours, then strain. Another great way of doing a cold water extraction is sun tea. To make sun teas, I harvest fresh herbs from my garden like lemon balm, peppermint, thyme, bee balm, catnip, and maybe even fennel. I place as much as I feel like in a large container, like a half-gallon jar, so I can share, and pour cold water over it. Then I set it out in the sun covered with a cheesecloth for about 4 hours, longer if I want stronger flavor, or if the sun hasn't been as consistent as I hoped. The last type of water extraction I will cover today is decoctions. Decoctions are a hot water extraction best for tough plant material like bark, roots, rhizomes, seeds, nuts, berries, and woody stems. For example, dandelion root, burdock root, ginger, Jamaican sarsaparilla, and sazandra berry are all plants that are optimal decocted. In this situation, heat water with the herb inside and simmer uncovered until some liquid evaporates, or for about 15 to 20 minutes. Then remove the decoction from heat and allow it to sit and steep for another hour. I often consume my decoction sooner than an hour after simmering and still get plenty of medicinal benefits. This is not a method for plants with volatile oils because they will evaporate right off. The standard herb to water ratio here is 1 ounce of herb to 1 quart of water. To make an extra strong decoction, simmer the mixture until half the water has evaporated. A decoction can be ingested hot or cold and applied externally like other infusions. It also keeps for about 3 days in a refrigerator. And that's all for today. Just a reminder, I am a geographer and herbalist, not a doctor. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA. Your health is your prerogative and it is always in your hands. If you have questions about a remedy or preparation, please email me at orp1015@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning into today's show. Next time, we will talk about a fantastic spring plant, nettles.